There are many languages spoken by things, the boy said. There was a time when, for me, a camel's whinnying was nothing more than whinnying. Then it became a signal of danger. And finally, it became just a whinny again. But then he stopped. The alchemist probably already knew all that.
I have known true alchemists, the alchemist continued. They locked themselves in their laboratories and tried to evolve, as gold had. And they found the Philosopher's Stone because they understood that when something evolves, everything around that thing evolves as well. Others stumbled upon the stone by accident. They already had the gift, and their souls were readier for such things than the souls of others. But they don't count. They're quite rare. And then there were the others who were interested only in gold. They never found the secret. They forgot that lead, copper, and iron have their own personal legends to fulfill. And anyone who interferes with the personal legend of another thing never will discover his own.
The alchemist's words echoed out like a curse. He reached over and picked up a shell from the ground.
This desert was once a sea, he said.
I noticed that, the boy answered. The alchemist told the boy to place the shell over his ear. He had done that many times when he was a child, and had heard the sound of the sea.
The sea has lived on in this shell, because that's its personal legend. It will never cease doing so until the desert is once again covered by water.
They mounted their horses and rode out in the direction of the pyramids of Egypt.